أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهو الذي مرج البحرين هذا عذب فرات وهذا ملح أجاج وجعل بينهما برزخا وحجرا محجورا. وهو الذي خلق من الماء بشرا فجعله نسبا وصهرا وكان ربك قديرا. ويعبدون من دون الله ما لا ينفعهم ولا يضرهم وكان الكافر على ربه ظهيرا. صدق الله العظيم. In Nice, we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about if Allah so desired, Allah ta'ala could have sent messengers, warners to every community, to every society. So that was the priority of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And there was no one to question Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, number one, about his choice, who the messenger should be, number two, where the messenger should go to. That is all the priority and the choice of Allah, including the message in itself, the mode of the message, the mode of revelation to the messenger. That is all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's choice, and no one questions Allah Rabbul Izzat. Continuing with the Qudrat of Allah, the power and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about yet another token that shows the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وهو الذي مرج البحرين هذا عذب فرات وهذا ملح أجاج. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is that being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that zat that joins two oceans. هذا عذب فرات. This one, the one on the one side, its water is sweet and also quenches thirst. وهذا ملح أجاج. And the waters on the other side is such that it is bitter and salty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this phenomena, and I think here in South Africa there is no doubt in it that all of us know about the meeting of the two oceans, the Indian Ocean and the Atlantic. And like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused oceans to meet, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it such that without a physical barrier in between, the waters of one ocean do not intrude into the waters of the other. There is no barrier whatsoever that is physical that could be seen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it such that the waters of one ocean will remain on its side and the waters of the other ocean will remain on the other side. There are some oceans, like we have read, those that some waters that are white, the other side the waters that are black, and yet we will find that no water will intrude onto the other. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this such that people, scientists have written that even the sea life on one side will not cross over the barrier and go onto the other side. That is the great kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some have also stated that if you look at the waters of the river that go into the sea, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept such that if one water intrudes into the other, like for example, if the sea water goes over the waters of the river, then it will remain on the top and the water at the bottom will still be sweet and the water on the top will always remain salty. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created these qualities also, that on the one hand there was a need for water to be salty so that whatever sea life may be there may be preserved, and on the other hand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the sweetness in water for the consumption of man, etc. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows this great kudrat of Allah, that despite the fact that water in its viscosity, in its velocity, is something that is thin, it is a liquid, and in general sense, it will always intrude, it will always find its way through other things, and yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows this great phenomena between the oceans, the waters of the river and the water of the sea, etc. And perhaps here Allah has also left you and I a very, very important lesson, that as we live together, there is this interpersonal relationship that we have with each other, and whilst we live alongside each other, like two oceans would live next to each other, alongside each other, the waters of the river, the waters of the sea, etc. But never should we intrude the rights of others. Never should we break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the hukuk al-ibad. infringe the rights of others, commit zulm on others, and in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also kept us a very, very great lesson. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has created a barrier between the two, yet that barrier is not a physical barrier. وَحِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had stopped one water from going into the other. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another aspect of what Allah calls water, and Allah says that it is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who creates from water the human being. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the water of the male in the sperm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَصِهْرًا. And from that we find that that goes into the womb of the mother, and in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created two forms or two kinds of relationship. One is the relationship of lineage, which is known as blood relationship, and that also is a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That from one human being, from one sperm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes creates a male, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a female. Now how does one account for this besides the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If Allah ta'ala so desires, Allah ta'ala can create twins, both can be male, both can be female, one may be a male, one may be a female. That is also in the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then if we look at it, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates two different features from two different humans that come from the same person, from the same father. And that again we will find is the qudrat of Allah. And we can go on and on and on, and we will marvel at this great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, wasihra, the in-law relationship has also been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So some ulama have stated the relationship of the father, the relationship of the mother, the in-law relationship, all that has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah shows His qudrat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows a great ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon man, in that we have a lineage, in that we have parents, in that we have children. And in this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ قَدِيرًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qadir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things. Now despite all these great ni'mats of Allah, the great powerful forces that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us on this universe, Allah has shown us His might and His power in different ways. وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Yet man may persist. And here Allah Rabbul Izzat refers to the disbelievers and the kuffar, that وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. They worship, leaving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aside, مَا لَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَلَا يَضُرُّهُمْ. Such objects of worship that neither benefits them nor harms them. That in the idols that they worship, and in all the different gods that they have made for themselves, that cannot harm them, that cannot benefit them. Yet we see the great qudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat on the other side. وَكَانَ الْكَافِرُ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِ ظَهِيرًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the disbelievers assist against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, they assist shaitan against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they turn their backs against Allah Rabbul Izzat. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His qudrat, and Allah Ta'ala contrasts that with the attitude of man towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.